Hi, as a switch girl, I thought I'd just weigh in the thread. I don't really know if I'm going to record any scripts tonight, so sorry about that. Part for me of the whole reason I don't switch very as often as I would like is because I have trouble finding men who are into femdom, who are men are taught to be really aggressive in seeking the relationship that they want. And they're often so aggressive, especially like if they're getting like sub drop or like they just really excited that they finally met a girl who's into something that they're into, that they're too aggressive. And it's just like, oh my God, shut the fuck up, back the fuck off. I hate the term topping from the bottom because it sounds like bullshit most of the time to me, but there's that, and then there's a lot of femdom stuff that's just not something I'm interested in doing. Like, I want to be in charge, but like, I want to be doing stuff, like, I want to be doing a good mix of stuff. That I'm willing to do some things because they make you happy, but I want to be doing a good mix of stuff that I'm also super duper into. And there's a lot of like femdom trope stuff that I think guys get into from porn or something, and it just in no way appeals to me. And then I feel weird about it. Like, some stuff I'll do because the other person likes it, but like, it doesn't really do much for me except seeing the other person get all excited about it, you know? And, like, small penis humiliation, if it makes you happy and I'm into you, I'll do it. But to be honest, like, dudes have this whole big thing where, like, their conception of their self-esteem and their masculinity is all wrapped up in their dick size. And I don't give a shit about your dick size. You could have an 8-foot-long penis, and I'd be like, oh, well, that's nice. I don't care. Like, so, like, if you want me to say that your penis is pitiful and insignificant, your penis could be fucking as long as my arm, and it could still be pitiful and insignificant as far as I'm concerned. Because it's not. There are some penises that I've experienced that are much better for me than others, but it's more related to shape and, like, things fitting together just right, and not, like, just size. And I don't know, there's just like a lot of stuff in like femdom that's just kind of like okay, and the things that I want to do, I really love humiliating nicknames, and I love like blackmail, and I don't know. I love making fun of people, but I also like being supportive and telling them that they better fucking take care of themselves, and I don't know. And the other thing is, I'm a switch, but most of the time I prefer to switch. Like, there's very few people I've met where I felt both roles equally and wanted to switch with the same partner. Like, just most of the time, it's been more along the lines of just like most of the time that I've been a switch, it's either been that I want the dynamic of being one thing with one person and one thing with another, or I really like the dominant couple dynamic. That's really, really intensely arousing for me for some reason, and I don't know why. There was somebody, I think it was Skecher, who sent me that that's what I should look for if I'm looking for that fetish, so thanks for that. And then I really like the dynamic where, like, the brat dynamic, I guess. I hate the term brat, but the thing where you're, like, trying to, like, fight over who gets to be in charge. I love that. I love that so much. But most of the time with one person, I want to settle into like one side or the other, and it's not, I don't know, but I don't think that most people who are switching are bullshit. I think most people are just trying to find their place in life. But I think part of the reason there are so few women into femdom is that men who are not into being specifically dominant have, in general, more socialization to a certain kind of like. I don't even know how to describe it. Like, a certain kind of better do this for the happy wife, happy life crap thing. And they just, I don't know, I feel like men in the early stages of a relationship spend so much time chasing women and jumping through hoops for women that it almost sometimes can become like soft femdom, and then there's like all this weird, super out there hard stuff that, like, it seems like you jump from, like, hey, if you want to go out on a date with me, you better fucking behave, to like, hey, can you, like, wrap my balls in, like, rubber bands and, like, leave them that way for 2 days? You know, like, at least the perception is there of that. And like, it's really hard to like, it's super easy to experiment with fem sub. Like, if you're like, you know, I think I might want to be tied up. You're like, okay. For some reason, it's really hard to like dip your toe into femdom. And I would like to see that change. If it were possible for me to do, I would change it. It's kind of bullshit, in my opinion. But like key holding, for example, Vil Mon did a really cool series of scripts about like a friend being a key holder. That kind of stuff would be really good for like people who, like, you know, I'm just not gonna masturbate except when you say it's okay. I'm not gonna come, and you're gonna be in charge of that. I think that would be a really good place to start, or like entry level stuff, because it's really simple and doesn't require, like, I mean, it requires maybe a chastity belt and not a lot of equipment, and it's not super scary. And it's not, it doesn't have to be mean. Like, it can be a little like, teehee, this is kind of ridiculous that you have no self-control and you totally want me to like be your self-control so that you just don't compulsively masturbate into a hole like some kind of dirty sex freak. But it's not, you know what I mean? You know, you can take that as far as you want and the ball's kind of in your court. It's not some like, I don't know. But yeah, I would really like to find. I have some people in my life now who are really good at some of the things that I'm into, which is cool. I really want to act out the power couple thing soon, but like, I'm scared too, because like, that's something where it can go. The more people you add, the more can go wrong. And I'm not real good at taking care of people's emotions sometimes anyway, so we'll see where that goes. But no, I'm still around. I saw all your replies. I've been trying to pick up some overtime at work because I need the money. So, everybody, sub, switch, dom, whatever, none of the above, take care of yourself.